I don't know if crime in Chicago is just much worse there than it is anywhere else, but I had to dedicate an entire segment over to Chicago. Thank you, my friend. I'm going to be reading that super chat shortly. Always reading super chats and acknowledging the people, especially you, Daryl Pullins. Thank you, my friend. This entire quick hits is dedicated to Chicago. So, first on the list, there is a toddler roaming around in Chicago in the cold, windy city weather, and nobody knows who the parents are. We don't know if this is a migrant baby. They ain't even got no pants on, but they wandering around in the streets of Chicago. Let me bring you up to speed of what's happening out here in these streets, ladies and gentlemen. It's crazy.
Roseland Hospital, where that child was taken for observation. Assault.
Yeah, Ryan Mugo, that child found wandering the street not too far from here. No shoes, no pants on. About 1:30 yesterday morning, we know he was brought here for a medical evaluation by paramedics. Want to show you a picture we have of that child that we were sent by police and hope someone will recognize him and get in touch with his family. We're told the toddler did appear to be okay. It has been very cold outside, though, so you can imagine there's a high level of concern right now for this child. Not clear how long he had been out alone before he was spotted. Police say he appears to be 2 to 3 years old, seen walking alone near 107th and Perry Avenue. Again, yesterday morning, 1:30, police did search the area for anyone who might know the child, but so far have not been successful. We're told the child seems to only speak Spanish, and even within the last few hours, we've gotten an update from Chicago police who say still there is no sign of his parents or anyone that may know that child. They're asking anyone who recognizes the child's picture to contact police. You can also directly contact Area 2 Special Victims Unit. I'm live from Roseland Hospital, Asal Rezai, CBS.
So, the child, let me just go ahead and get this off the screen really quickly. I'm sorry. The child only speaks Spanish. So there's one of your context clues. Let me say it again. First and foremost, let me make sure that we put out the APB. If there's anybody that speaks Spanish that is familiar with the parents of this child that is roaming around with no pants on and just so happened to be picked up by police, please call Chicago authorities. So we can have this parent arrested, charged, and sent to jail and possibly back to their country if they are a migrant illegally into this country. But as though Chicago didn't have enough problems on their hands already, now they're dealing with roaming children walking around with no pants on, and the child only speaks Spanish, which, if we really just trying to figure it out and we just be honest with ourselves, we all know what the hell is happening out here in these streets. So welcome to America, specifically Chicago. And yeah, it's nothing else I can say about that. I'm going to keep you guys up to date. Thank you, Kung Fu Hustler. I'm definitely going to be reading that super chat shortly. Chicago is trash. Let's just be honest. Bag chasers, if y'all in Chicago, hit me up with a new location of where y'all gonna be at, all right? Also on top of that in Chicago, a security guard whose life was taken trying to break up a fight was killed.
Breaking right now at 4 o'clock, a fight breaks out just after noon in a shopping center in Chatham and ends with a security guard shot to death.
CBS 2's Sabrina Franza is on scene. She joins us live now near 87th and Cottage Grove. Sabrina.
Police are still gathering evidence and taking photos of what spilled out into this parking lot here. A fight that ended in the death of a 53-year-old man who people who work in this shopping center say was a security guard that gave his life to protect others.
The security officer, he was known by many and very friendly, would say hello to us all the time before we started our shifts. And it's kind of sad knowing that we lost a really good person today.
China Brown was working her normal shift when she heard gunshots. Her colleagues counted 8 rounds.
Imagine just doing your daily job and then you just hear gunshots out of nowhere.
They later ran outside to find a 53-year-old man on the ground. They recognized him as the security guard they see every day, assigned to protect the DTLR a few stores down.
He was, you know, he would keep you protected no matter where you were. If you were in the Magic Nails, he would just, you know, make sure, you know, you knew he was there.
Police claim the man was in an argument with a man and a woman. We don't know what it was about. They say the man pulled out a gun and shot him 3 times. He was critical when they took him to the hospital before he died.
He clocked in. He had no idea he was going to be losing his life today.
Police are still looking for those two people. They say they drove off in a gray sedan. We'll have more on this investigation coming up on the CBS 2 News.
So, remember when we posed all of these different scenarios that said, hey, you need to protect this or do that or whatever? A security guard, a 53-year-old man who was trying to earn money in order to make sure that he took care of his family, got into an argument with a man and a woman who got in a car and drove off 8 rounds. He was hit at least 3, and he no longer here. And guess what? At the end of the day, he's going to be forgotten tomorrow. Nobody will care. They're going to get another security guard probably. Walking around. And remember this. I want y'all to really take in this, right? Because Chicago is one of the states, I'm sorry, the cities, Illinois and Chicago is one of the places that have some of the strictest gun laws on the books. They have some of the strictest gun laws, Chicago and New York, both of them sanctuary cities, crime running rampant, out of control, budget deficit, Democratic cities, voter registration is down. They have some of the strictest gun laws in the entire country. But the monsters got them. And you never know when a 53-year-old security guard is going to lose his life. Continuing on, ladies and gentlemen. Also, there's an alarm because carjackings are up in Chicago.
There are new details tonight in a carjacking at a Glenview Costco gas station. The stolen Mercedes was found by investigators a few hours later, miles away in Chicago. And this is part of a string of gas station carjackings in the last few months. Our Sarah Maki has the warning from police tonight.
Left in an alley near Western and Irving Park Road, police circle a black Mercedes. The engine still running. It matches the description of one stolen roughly 6 hours earlier in broad daylight. Glenview police tell us they were called to the Costco on Patriot Boulevard just before noon when the owner of a Mercedes sedan saw someone get into the driver's side of their car, start the vehicle, and start to pull away. Police say that owner tried to get back into their own car through the passenger side, but they fell, hospitalized for those injuries. Police say that Mercedes was then seen driving on the Edens Expressway at a high rate of speed. The issue of Costco robberies has gotten so common that Chicago 44th Ward Alderman Bennett Lawson warned residents in a recent newsletter that there has been a recent string of carjackings at the gas station on Clyburn Avenue, adding many instances of carjackings at this Costco location and other gas stations have taken place when keys have been left in the vehicle. At Clyburn, we spotted several security guards and 2 security vehicles.
We reached out to Costco, hoping to talk to them about any increased security methods, but they denied a request.
Niles police tell us that since July 29th, they have taken reports for 3 stolen autos and 2 attempted stolen autos. Each of the vehicles was stolen while their drivers were pumping gas with their engines running.
Now, Maybe this will convince you guys to switch over to EVs. Maybe this, because I'm going to tell you, like, you hear of 0 EVs being stolen. I don't know if it's because they can't fence none of the engine parts and they can't strip it the same way and it's not a demand for it like maybe it is for gas cars. But I tell you what, you ain't going to be standing out there trying to figure out how to fill up your car waiting for people over in Chicago. Chicago need to just become an all EV city, and maybe that'll help with the carjackings. I don't know. Listen, I'm willing to try anything at this point. Anything helps that will help us try to figure out how to mitigate the crime. I'm sure that they're going to probably already figure out how to steal some batteries. They're going to steal some lithium iron battery packs too, right? I don't know. It's so bad over in this city that they still got the old police lettering on the cars. Chicago police cars look like they from the 1950s. They can't even update the logo. Brandon Johnson is running around like his hair is on fire. He got his mohawk up in the bun. I don't know what's going over in Chicago, but that is your quick hits, ladies and gentlemen. That definitely is your quick hits.